This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak instructs Nepal police to implement proactive measures for reducing road accidents and ensuring road safety. Election Commission announces eligibility criteria for local by-election candidates. And North Korea ratifies landmark mutual defense treaty with Russia. International concern grows over increasing military cooperation between Moscow and Pyongyang. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil is scheduled to address the COP29 today. The 29th Conference of Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, is being held from 11 to 22nd of November in Azerbaijan. President Podil, leading a Nepali delegation, will be addressing the World Leaders Climate Action Summit. Likewise, the president will also be holding a separate high-level session on Wednesday. The session will focus on addressing loss and damage caused by climate change in mountainous area, thereby drawing world's attention on issues such as glaciers melting posing significant climate risk. Heads of states, ministers, delegates and climate campaigners from around the world would be urged to take collective initiatives to cope with climate crisis and seek measures to reduce carbon emission. The event is witnessing presence of presidents or vice presidents of 40 countries and prime ministers from 35 countries. As part of the climate finance, a new collective quantified goal, NCQG, is being dwelt on with special focus in the COP29 this year. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stressed that trivial matters should not be elevated as significant issues, commenting on the ongoing protest by the CPN Maoist Center. Speaking to the media at Biratnagar Airport last evening, Prime Minister Oli suggested that the protests were driven by the Maoist Center's dissatisfaction with being excluded from government. Prime Minister Oli responded to accusations made by Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The Maoist Center had previously alleged that the government was attempting to weaken the nation and its sovereignty through an agreement on the U.S. State Partnership Program, SPP. The Prime Minister clarified that there is currently no discussion or plan regarding the U.S. State Partnership Program, SPP, dismissing the claim as baseless. The Election Commission has outlined the eligibility criteria for candidates for the upcoming local by-elections. As per the Political Parties Act and the Election Commission Act 2016, the Commission has issued guidelines for political parties regarding candidate qualifications. To be eligible, candidates must be at least 21 years old and listed in the voters' list of the concerned municipality or rural municipality, or they should not be disqualified by any law. In the case of vacant positions in local bodies, political parties must ensure that female candidates are nominated as per the Local Level Election Act. The Commission has also specified that individuals disqualified by laws, foreign nationals, government employees or those with criminal convictions are ineligible to stand for election. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has instructed Nepal police to take proactive measures to reduce road accidents and ensure road safety. With the rise in road accidents, Home Minister Lekhak directed Inspector General of Nepal Police Basant Bahadur Kuwar to ensure that passenger vehicles do not exceed their capacity and that cargo vehicles are not used to transport passengers. Likewise, Minister Lekhak also emphasized activating police units across the country to address the growing concern of road safety. Furthermore, Minister Lekhak also mentioned that in order to reduce road accidents, transport operators, workers and relevant authorities must remain vigilant and cooperate. President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ravi Lamichhane, who was recently arrested for his alleged involvement in a cooperative fraud case, has been brought to the district government attorney's office in Rupandehi for questioning. According to the district police office, president of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Lamichhane, is being questioned as part of the ongoing investigation into the fraud case. Further details on the case and Lamichhane's statement are expected to be released following the investigation. A squad from the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of the Nepal police has arrested Gandaki Provincial Assembly member Rajiv Gurung, also known as Deepak Manangi, from Sanubharang in Kathmandu. CIB Chief Additional Inspector General of Police Deepak Thapa confirmed the arrest of Manangi today. The CIB is preparing to produce him to the District Court, Kathmandu. It may be noted that recently the Supreme Court convicted him in a case related to an attempted murder, sentencing him to 5 years in prison. The two-day Tarai Madhes National Congress of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal that concluded today decided to call on for establishing the Tarai Madhes Integrated Authority. While addressing a news conference, RPP Nepal Chairman Kamal Thapa shared that the formation of the authority is essential for the development of the province and uplifting the economic condition of the people of the 21 districts of the Tarai Madhes. According to him, only negligible budget is allocated for the development of Tarai Madhes at present, and the budget should be allocated on the basis of population in the coming days. The council meeting of Lumbini Development Trust has approved the budget for the current fiscal year 2024 to 2025. The council has passed an estimated income and expenditures of ₹775.5 million. The budget was endorsed by the meeting, which was chaired by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey. The proposed budget targets increasing revenue by boosting the number of pilgrims, managing donations and distributing promotional materials for Lumbini. During the meeting, Minister Pandey expressed his commitment to providing ample support from the ministry for the development and promotion of Lumbini. Minister Pandey was of the view that touristic sector of Lumbini should secure benefits from the operation of the Gautam Buddha International Airport. Besides, the meeting also agreed to form a task force to study and re-evaluate the contracts and timelines of poorly constructed or underused monasteries and stupas in Lumbini. The 21st Handicraft Trade Fair and the 19th Handicraft Competition are being held in Kathmandu. The trade fair is being held to promote national and international market of handicrafts produced by Nepali artists, industrialists and sculptors. The Nepal Handicraft Federation shared information that the event would be held from 5th to 9th of December. It will be organized with the support of Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supply and the Trade and Exports Promotion Center. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 14 people were killed and 15 others injured in an Israeli airstrike on the northern Lebanese town of Ain Yaqub on Monday. The attack, which targeted a two-story building housing displaced people, including Syrian refugees, marked the northernmost Israeli strike in Lebanon since the conflict began in October 2023. Al Jazeera correspondent Charles Stratford reported that both Syrian and refugees and Lebanese displaced by Israeli airstrike have been taking refuge in the town. North Korea has ratified a landmark mutual defense treaty with Russia as international concern grows over increasing military cooperation between Moscow and Pyongyang. According to Al Jazeera, Kim Jong-un, the leader of the North Korea, signed a decree to ratify the Treaty of Comprehensive Strategic Partnerships with Russia on Monday. According to North Korea's official news agency, the agreement will take effect when both sides exchange the ratification instructions. Japan is set to encourage automakers to ensure all new passenger vehicles are compatible with biofuels by the early 2030s as part of a broader push to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from gasoline-powered cars. Al Jazeera reports that the plan, revealed by Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, at a subcommittee meeting, aims to have oil wholesalers start supplying gasoline blended with up to 10% bioethanol by 2030. The share of bioethanol is expected to rise to 20% by 2040, according to GG Press. Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry is also considering making this transition mandatory through new legislation. In support of this initiative, the ministry is preparing an action plan expected to be finalized by summer 2025. This plan will include measures to upgrade gas stations nationwide to accommodate bioethanol blended fuels, facilitating the widespread adoption of cleaner energy sources. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There is also partial impact of the westerly winds and local winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak instructs Nepal police to implement proactive measures for reducing road accident and ensuring road safety. Election Commission announces eligibility criteria for local by-elections candidate. And North Korea ratifies landmark mutual defense treaty with Russia. International concern grows over increasing military cooperation between Moscow and Pyongyang. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onrainindianapal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.